Well, I voted against it, and I'll tell you a couple of things. First off, we had an overwhelming response from the district via text, via email, via phone call in opposition to H.R. 5. And for a variety of reasons, this legislation produced a whole lot of safety concerns, especially when you're talking about, for example, women's shelters being forced to admit anyone who identifies as a woman. Well, that could subject women to further abuse, and in many cases these shelters are there to protect women who have suffered domestic abuse. I'm concerned that they might be subjected to further abuse by allowing transgendered men to come in presenting as women and integrating them into a domestic abuse shelter. So I'm concerned about that, but there are other considerations as well. For example, religious freedoms are essentially trampled on by H.R. 5 by basically forcing healthcare providers to provide things like transition surgeries and abortions, even though it may conflict with their deeply held religious beliefs. And so I was staunchly opposed to this, and so were my constituents.